Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were in the red today for the first time that everything was this week for some time, especially the wheat. But if you notice right at the last minute or two in the wheat futures, it did come back and closed quite strong, even though it was a little bit lower. Kansas City July closed down a penny and a half at 844 and a quarter, and that's 16 cents off of the low. It traded as low as 828 and a quarter earlier this morning. But it did close strong here to come back. Of course, with this ongoing drought, with no rain in the forecast and the wind, etc. Everything is still looking like we're not going to produce any wheat in the Southern Plains, but you know, the time will tell. Bean futures under pressure here, down anywhere from 14 cents to 8 to 14 cents. July down about 14. November down 8. Still talk of ongoing imports here to the Gulf of Mexico, and then moving up the Mississippi River. And then corn down 3 to 3.5 cents to finish out the day. Not a lot of things going there. There's still a little bit of concern about the late planting, but I think we've got about two more weeks before that becomes a major concern at this point. On Monday's report, they're expecting anywhere from 50 to 60% planted. But remember, last year they planted almost 40% in 1 week. So at this point, again, not any real concern.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The first report we'll talk about today was the ethanol production report for the week ending May 2nd. We lowered production for the week down to 6.258 million barrels, just a slight downtick. Stocks were also on a slight downtick, but we're at the highest levels, or right on the highest levels we've seen over the last years in terms of ethanol stocks. That's bringing profit margins down. We're down for the sixth straight week here, but overall, ethanol demand looks like it'll remain intact for at least the near term. And then we've got exports tomorrow morning, which we're looking for old crop bean exports near zero. Not expecting a lot of that, but 100,000 to 300,000 exported new crop. Corn sales are 500 to 800 for old crop, and then 100 to 300,000 metric tons for new crop. Wheat sales 100 to 300,000 for old crop, and 200 to 300,000 for new crop. And then this Friday, we've got the monthly USDA supply and demand report. Several things to be watching for. They're expected to raise the 13-14 corn demand this Friday, which will in turn lower the carryout. We'll see if they keep their February yield numbers at the same level due to the late plantings. And then you've got on beans, you're expected to raise exports. But that's kind of a brief summary.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down 72 cents at 137.57. May feeders were off 45 cents at 183.02. And May lean hogs were down 82 cents at 115.22. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 6.5 cents at 836.5. Chicago May wheat down 2 at 729.75. Chicago May corn down 2.75 cents on the day at 510 and a quarter. And May soybeans were off 13 cents at 1451 even. In the cotton markets, May cotton was down to 186 points, and the July contract was off 143 at 92.55 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.